This is Asia Weekly from the Voice of America, the podcast that goes beyond the headlines to uncover what's really happening and places events into context. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague has ruled against Beijing, but China signals it will ignore the ruling. What's next for the region as the Asian powerhouse talks of using military force to defend its recently invalidated claim to much of the South China Sea? Hey there, everyone. Steve Miller here. Great as always to have you with me, and thank you so much for joining me. Well, since the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague ruled in favor of the Philippines this week regarding its challenge to China and the Nine-Dash Line, Beijing has maintained its uncompromising tone, with Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang saying that if anyone wants to take any provocative action against China's securities interests based on the award, China will make a decisive response, and the vice foreign minister warning other nations not to turn the South China Sea into a cradle of war. The Philippines and others are calling on Beijing to honor and respect the ruling and not to escalate tensions to the point of conflict. Beijing has asked Manila not to bring up the issue at the forthcoming Asia-Europe summit, saying it's not the appropriate venue. But Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has indicated that he intends on raising the issue while there. Keep in mind that all this is happening as China is deploying a new attack submarine to the region. Journalist and editor Franz Stefan Gady, who covers conflict and defense issues in Asia for The Diplomat magazine, explains the significance of China's new naval asset. He says the submarine's been dubbed
the Shang-class nuclear-powered attack submarine. And what's interesting is that you can see a little bump behind submarine's tower that might be, perhaps, as some military analysts argue, a so-called vertical launch system.
If Gady's sources are correct, this type of launch system could presumably be used to deliver China's most modern supersonic anti-ship missile. Gady says the missile is designed to defeat the Aegis combat system, which is used to defend U.S. naval vessels, giving rise to its nickname, the Carrier Killer.
So I think this just shows you the growing capability of the Chinese People Liberation Army Navy in the region. I just also don't want to say that despite the growing capability, I think that the Shang-class submarines are, again, according to some analysts, comparable to U.S. Los Angeles-class submarines from the 1980s and early 1990s.
Which would actually place this new Chinese attack sub about two decades behind in technology when compared to United States submarines.
Now, I think hardware is just one part, and I think the very often underestimated part about assessing military capability is training. And in that regard, China has also been massively stepping up its activities.
Gady says that one possible outcome of the Hague Court's decision is that China may increase the number of military maneuvers in the next couple of weeks. Then there's this new Coast Guard cutter that China happens to be building right now. Some estimates place its displaced weight at over 10,000 tons of water or more. In naval engagements with fishing boats or even other Coast Guard vessels from other countries in disputed waters, Gady says it's really a case where
size actually does matter, because what happens very often is that those ships, those China Coast Guard vessels, are actually literally pushing away other vessels, pushing them out of their way, pushing them out of their, what they perceive to be their country's territorial zone. So it's almost a return to an ancient form of naval warfare, which is, of course, is not really classified as warfare anymore today, because China is not employing lethal means to press its claims.
When it comes to the region and its future, Gady says observers have been watching to see whether or not the upcoming foreign ministers' conference of the Southeast Asian regional group ASEAN would be able to approve a joint statement endorsing the court ruling. That possibility appears to have been ruled out, with ASEAN member Laos expressing support for Beijing's position, effectively ending any chance of that coming through to fruition. Franz Stefan Gady says another thing that could escalate tension in the region would be if
China really decides to have some high-level officials visit those features in the weeks ahead, because this would really send a clear signal And is somewhat of an established diplomatic means to convey that a country's not really compromising.
He also doesn't foresee China stopping its island-building program anytime soon. That's going to do it for this episode, but you know what? The conversation doesn't end here. With China rejecting the arbitration court's ruling and deploying additional assets to the South China Sea, what are your thoughts about the future of the region? Please share your answer with me on Twitter or Facebook at Steve Miller VOA or on our community Facebook page, VOA Now. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And to get the podcast delivered to you automatically, subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast application. It's quick, it's easy, and best of all, free. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, be true to yourself and always be awesome.